Sarah Rue, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for having me. I'm sorry I'm calling in late. I have new mommy brain. Please forgive me.
That's right. You just this is Dave Isaac, the host, and, of course, we have Joseph Erdo and Greg Isaac here. That's right. You just had a new little baby, what, February 9th, 2013, just a few months ago, or last month.
She'll be 6 weeks this weekend. So, yeah, it's wonderful. It's really wonderful. But it does make me scattered and make me forget things like radio interviews, so I'm sorry.
Well, if there's any excuse, then that's one that's acceptable.
Okay, thank you. Phew.
So Dorfman and Love opens here at Hark and Shea starting tomorrow. And tell me about this character. She's got a lot of looks, right? I mean, you've got a lot of different looks in this film. Could you tell me about the versatility that this movie took for you?
Well, it's basically at the beginning of the movie, she's in mourning for the loss of her mother. She's dealing with her father, who is horribly depressed, and she doesn't really do anything for herself. And that's sort of the whole point of the film, is that she takes this risk and moves downtown, and it's the first thing she's done that's truly for herself in a very, very long time. And with that move comes sort of a change. It reinvigorates her, and she sort of is not in a religious way, but sort of this born-again sort of feeling of coming alive. And so she moves downtown, and all of a sudden she's like, I'm going to get a makeover. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to become the person that I want to be. And the movie's supposed to be, you know, an empowering film, and it's not necessarily about, like, a physical change, but that I think the story is there's something that goes along with that emotional change that a lot of women go through, where they want a physical change. They want to cut their hair or dye their hair or, like, get a whole new wardrobe and sort of embrace the new person that they feel inside. So that's sort of what the character Deb Dorfman goes through over the course of the movie.
Wonderful. And, you know, we were just talking about, before you joined us, about how important it is to be yourself around people. And that's the message that I took away from the movie, is that you've got to see yourself not as you see yourself, but how other people see you, and really just kind of like break down those barriers. Is that something that you took away from the experience as well?
Yeah, I think to me it was more, I mean, I know exactly what you're saying and I agree to a certain extent, but it was more about finding your voice and finding who you are and then being that, as opposed to like just embracing that person, because I think that's the thing that we all, like, as people have a hard time with, at least I do, like, who am I really? Like, what do I really believe in? What's actually important to me? Because we get so swept up in sort of what the media tells us to care about and you know, all these other influences that we really have to, like, dig down deep and figure out what is it that I care about as a person, as a human being. And so I think that's what Deb is sort of figuring out, like, what do I want for myself? What do I care about? And then when you find that out, then you figure out who you really are. I've been saying to people that, like, it's so interesting. Like, you know, the older we get and the different stages that we go through in life, you become different people. But then I think that the truth is you're always the same person. You just discover these new things about yourself. And so I think that's what Deb is doing. It's self-discovery. And then an embracing of that self, you know, finding your voice and then embracing that voice.
And that's a great message, because so many people – you're right. It's sort of hidden who they are, you know, what their purpose is, their mission here. And the filters are from certain people that influence their lives. And sometimes their filters so strong that you can't really tell. And some people go their whole life not knowing. Others are lucky to see through the filters, cumulative experiences, maybe role models that may not have been such great role models. And that's the type of message. That sounds like a really good message for people.
I think so. I mean, when I watched the movie, because there's been some time from when we shot it to now, it's a nice message. It's a really sweet, at its core, it's a sweet love story, but it's also about this young woman finding her voice and figuring out who she is and then sharing that with the world. And I really loved playing Deb Dorfman, and I really hope that people will go out and see the movie. You know, we made this movie for not a lot of money, and if one thing this movie has is a lot of heart, and there's a lot of passion behind the making of this film. The writer, this is based on her life story, and she is so passionate, and she was on set every single day. So I was able to sort of draw a lot of the character from her, and that's really wonderful and really rare. You don't usually get to have the person that you're portraying on set every day, and so that was really a gift. And I think that comes across in the film, is how much people cared about this movie while we were making it. It was really refreshing.
Well, you know, Sarah, I've got to say that it is really an honor to speak with you personally, because I've been a fan of yours, everything from Popular currently to Malibu Country. I think that you have an excellent career, and this movie proved that what you can do, and that you're just an underrated actress who deserves many more roles.
That's very nice. I appreciate it. And now, who can you call and tell that to?
I'm working on it. Trust me, it's in my review. And so, can you tell me before we go, a little bit about your experience in Popular, and now bring that forward to what it's like to work with Reba?
Okay. I started actually acting when I did my first job when I was 9 years old, and it was a movie called Rocket Gibraltar, and I played Burt Lancaster's granddaughter and Kevin Spacey's daughter, and I sort of have been really lucky to consistently work from then, and Popular sort of falls right in the middle of my career, but it was sort of the first show that I think I did that had this, like, young cult following, and people who watched it were really passionate about it, and still are. It's sort of I think we were sort of like the Glee for, 15, the people who were that age 15 years ago. And so that was really fun to be a part of something like that. And then to go on and get to do Less Than Perfect, which was on ABC for 4 years, where I got to sort of be the central character. But it was really a great ensemble, and really it has so many fabulous actors, from Andy Dick and Sherry Shepherd and Zachary Levi and Patrick Warburton. And actually, we are all going to Dancing with the Stars on Monday to support Andy, which is going to be hilarious and fun. And it's going to be great to see all those people again. And that was such a good experience for me as an actor, to sort of not only be taking responsibility for this role, but also the responsibility of doing a lot of the press and the promotion. And I learned a lot that way. And now being on the Country with Reba is just truly a gift, because she is one of the nicest people I have ever had the pleasure to be around. And she is so professional, and she is always on time, always together. It is really a joy to be around her. And also, Lily Tomlin is on our show, and she is one of my comedy heroes. So to be able to sort of hang out with Lily Tomlin, like, I love working with her, but I think what I love even more is just sitting around on set and kind of just hearing the stories that come out of her mouth, or like the little things that she says every once in a while, it just makes me laugh. And she's been so, actually both she and Reba have been so incredibly supportive. Nobody, when they hired me, I don't think they planned on me being pregnant the entire first season. So they have been more than loving and welcoming to the baby, and for me, my whole pregnancy, and so supportive and understanding. And it's really a great, great place to work, and I'm so, so thankful for the gig, and I hope people would tune in. Actually, our season finale is tomorrow night on ABC, so I just feel really lucky to have gotten to work with so many great people. When I was 14 years old, I did this movie.
I think we've got I'm very sorry, Sarah, we're running out of time.
Oh, no.
Thank you very much for joining us. Go see Dorfman in Love. Thank you so much. It was an honor.
Nice to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, Sarah. And we'll be right back after the top of the hour.